Bigger. The Bigger Museum's mandate is to preserve, protect, and present the history of Bigger and area, and the museum celebrating its 50th anniversary on October 14. It opened in 1971 when then-Mayor Lloyd Hawke asked a few history-minded community members, "How do you feel about opening a museum?" The Bigger Museum was born. Delta Fay Cruikshank is the public relations coordinator for the museum and says the museum is a staple in the community. They host art and yoga classes, display local art, sell local authors' novels, hold silent Christmas auctions, and bring new art exhibits into their gallery every other month. Cruikshank offers tours of the museum and is happy to explain the many artifacts on display. Bigger earned its name from Grand Trunk Pacific Railway solicitor, Willem H. Bigger. All of the rail executives traveled west by car, naming everything along the now-finished rail. Because Bigger is a division point between Wainwright and Watrous, he decided the town would be prosperous, so he named it after himself. During COVID, I got the chance to communicate closely with the curator of the Bigger Museum in Bigger, Scotland, Cruikshank said. After inquiring about the naming of Bigger's European counterpart, she was informed that Bigger was a Norse word from the Vikings, meaning barley grown on a triangular field. We have the second largest barley and malt plant in the world, and Palliser's Triangle is in Saskatchewan. Even though the land can be arid, we're still growing barley on it. At one time, there were close to 8,000 people in the RM of Bigger, and now there are less than 700. At one time, there was a family on every quarter section. The museum also has 6 volumes of family genealogy and a Bigger district and area research collection. They have a reproduction of the Bigger Majestic Theater, with the original theater seats and the original player piano used for the silent films between 1914 to 1930. Cruikshank added that the theater hired people to change the music roles included with the purchase of a film. When asked about the infamous Bigger KKK exhibit, Cruikshank said, "We're not racist, we feel that history is here to teach us, the good and the bad. And I like to think that we've evolved." In the late 1920s, J.J. Maloney moved to town and headed the Western KKK division. He moved to Bigger due to the Catholic Covenant. In the late 1920s, they, the KKK, were against the Liberal government and immigration, blaming economic issues on Saskatchewan's immigrants, which sounds an awful lot like today. During the Great Depression, he worked at the Roman Catholic Church, "We're all immigrants." Cruikshank added. However, not all history is good history. Lee Shong, or Pete, ran Bigger's laundromat and couldn't afford to bring his family to Canada with him. Shong went to the railway and waited for his family to come, rocking on his heels with his hands behind his back, but they never came. Shong eventually fell ill and moved to North Battleford, and the museum was, fortunately, able to save some of his artifacts. At one point, the head tax was so high that people could have bought a penthouse in Manhattan with the money. Some of the letters he'd sent home to his wife in China have been translated into English and are on display. Cruikshank has been working at the museum since 2013, and she recounted a time when the Via Rail was 9 hours late on a cold, rainy June day, and people were wandering around Bigger. Cruikshank invited them inside, brought them cookies, and made them coffee while they played the piano and danced in the lobby. The Bigger Museum will have a reopening ceremony on October 14 in tandem with a downtown street fair with an expected attendance of 500 to 600 people. Bigger Mayor Jim Rickwood and his mother, the only surviving original board member for the museum, will be cutting the ribbon after a speech from Cruikshank. Local Bigger families have matched up to $2.5 million for town revitalization projects and are excited to welcome as many people as possible in October.